Dr. Jeffrey Copin of Northwestern Medicine, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, joins us. Did you get pranked at all today, Dr. Copin? Did the folks in the healthcare workers?
Yeah, I forgot it was April Fool's Day until right now. I better check things out a little more closely.
You never know. You never know. It's all around us. I think April Fool's Day is back this year. Last year, I don't know if many of us were in such the mood to partake in these kinds of activities, but it's back. I don't know if you listen to the news here, the Illinois, numbers here, the IDPH put them, they said the positivity rate's moving in the wrong direction. It's at 3.5%, which is still low, but I think they're concerned about the trends. I want to circle back to something you said to us, Dr. Copin, Tuesday, because I was trying to recall it exactly. There's a lot of concern about another surge, and I thought you had mentioned something about how you don't think we'll see a big surge. Not that this isn't concerning, but you don't think we'll see that. Did I remember that correctly?
Yeah, you have remembered correctly, Anna. I think we'll see a continued uptick for a little bit. As I keep stressing, we're still in a pandemic. It's not over. It's not over. Yet, we're vaccinating lots of people. There's a lot of folks out there with natural immunity. So I don't think that we're going to see, I think the mayor called it a quantum leap. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see something like that. I think we'll see an uptick. Good news, too, we're not seeing a big increase in hospitalizations. That's important. Hospitalizations obviously can lag positivity rate. But, we're talking about younger people getting this. It's really that 18-year to 39-year-old. That's where we're seeing the big increase. I mean, the city even has it down to the zip codes. And the zip codes are where we have a lot of young people. They're going out. The good news is young people don't get very ill when they have this. Now, it doesn't mean they can't get ill. It just doesn't happen to the same high percentage that older people. And there's still this concern about that COVID long haul syndrome that we've been talking about. So just because a young person gets it, young person shouldn't think that they're necessarily out of the woods. But in terms of hospitalizations and deaths, I don't think we're going to see a big increase in those things.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, too, because their vaccine appointments getting easier are still difficult in many cases. And the proof positive of that is just yesterday's show, we were talking about this, Dr. Copin. Kenosha County, their official health department, Twitter handle, they put out a picture saying no lines, no waiting. We have appointments for vaccines right now. Sure enough, within a couple of hours, those lines were full. And a lot of them were people coming over from Illinois, crossing the border, they said, to come over there to get those appointments because they couldn't get them here. And I think they didn't turn anybody away. They didn't do that. But they're sort of encouraging you stay in your county. Would you say that's a general rule? Because I can tell you, I know a lot of exceptions to this, even personally, folks I know who have gone hours even to go in search of a vaccine because they can't find one in their county.
Right. So the county health departments would really prefer that people stay in their own counties. But Anna, as we've been talking about now for weeks, we all know plenty of folks that have traveled great distances out of their own county to find a vaccine. And I think we're going to continue to see that. The big mass vaccination centers are going to be opened up soon to everybody in the state. So I think that's going to help. There is a bit of a concern right now about the quantity of vaccine because of what's happened with Johnson & Johnson. Mm-hmm. Probably everyone saw in the news today that one of the contract manufacturers for Johnson & Johnson that makes the vaccine had a manufacturing problem, and they had to pull something like 17 million doses off the market. And a bunch of those were on their way here to Illinois. So we'll make those up with other vaccines, but that's obviously a little bit of a setback that those 17 million doses have to be pulled off the market. But as we've been saying, we're now in April, we're going to see more and more opportunity to be vaccinated. We're going to find that the younger people are going to be able to be vaccinated soon, and that's a very positive step.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking here. WGN-TV is putting out this word. Cook County Health will release 22,000 first dose appointments today at 4 p.m. for Forest Park Community Vaccination Center, Des Plaines Community Vaccination Center, South Suburban College, and Triton College, too. So a bunch of new appointments available. A lot of people now qualify and are eligible for these appointments, right? I mean, it's a big percentage of the population, isn't it?
Yeah, so now we're down to 18-year-olds and even 16-year-olds with the Pfizer who have other medical issues. So it's a big percentage of the population. And by the middle of the month, the intent still is to open it up to everybody. So, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there. Lots of people are getting vaccinated. Let's keep getting those jabs into arms.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I did notice today, I think the CDC put this out, that COVID is now the third leading cause of death in the United States behind heart disease and cancer. That speaks to the number of victims this virus has claimed. It's pretty upsetting.
Yeah. For 2020, the COVID is the number three reason for someone to die. You know, this. Let's all think about that. You know, we've now gone over 550,000 Americans who've died. And we need to remember that. We need to take stock of this. This is a very serious infection. We can't discount it. And that, again, goes back to what we keep talking about, the need for everyone to get vaccinated. And when you go out into public around people, to be wearing masks, because we're just not done with this yet.
Mm-hmm. 708 says, a friend had COVID, question for Dr. Copen. He said he cannot get it or give it now. Is this true?
Now that he's been vaccinated. Is that the question?
He had COVID. He already had COVID, is what his friend is saying. My friend had COVID. He said now he cannot get it or give it. Is that true?
His friend had, yeah, okay. So someone who's had COVID will have natural immunity. There are rare cases of people with natural immunity who do get reinfected. I would say, though, that somebody who has had COVID should still get vaccinated. That's important. That will really help your immunity if you get vaccinated. And you should wear a mask when you go out. You cannot be assured that you do not have the virus that you can give to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Another question is about within the same household, when some people are vaccinated and some aren't, like one person is and one isn't, or in a marriage, or just lots of people in a household. What advice would you say about that situation? Because that's
a
whole new thing.
The other person can get vaccinated soon, right?
Right.
Otherwise, we're going to
get them an appointment.
Marital therapy.
How about it?
Yeah, as long as the members of the family are careful and nobody has a significant medical illness, nobody's very old, they should be fine. But, you know, if there's somebody who's at risk, you got to be really careful with people who are not yet vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. The other big medical headline I want to make sure I ask you about, Dr. Copen, is the Pfizer study showing that their COVID-19 vaccine is still effective up to 6 months later. I wonder what you make of that.
Yeah, so that's good news. We don't know how long the vaccine is effective, right? Because we've only had the vaccine out, you know, even for the people who were in the earliest studies, it's only like 8 months now. 8-9 months. So how long is the vaccine actually effective against COVID? So what we're being told is with that first group that got vaccinated, they have data now through 6 months and the vaccine's still effective. So that's terrific. And I expect a month from now, we'll hear it's 7 months effective and then 8 months. And hopefully that will continue. So that's really good news.
That was my question. I was like, okay, 6 months sounds great. Wouldn't it be great if it were a year, 18 months, or 2 years? What would be the outside number, do you think? Or can you not really even speak to that right now?
Yeah, boy, if I knew that, I'd be betting on stocks. You know, there's really no way of knowing. And we can try to learn from some of the other vaccines that are out. But the problem is we're dealing with this novel coronavirus, right? We've never dealt with this one before. So other than just making some educated guess, it will just be a guess. And we don't want to do that. So I think we just have to go month by month. But I would be really surprised if we don't have immunity that goes out at least to a year. That's what I would say right now. But we'll learn every month as we get more data.
Mm-hmm. And the booster shots could potentially be available down the road as well. Is that something we should expect?
Yeah, I that's what my suspicion is, Anna. I think that when we get into the fall and winter, there'll be a recommendation for a booster shot. Mm-hmm. Just like we do with the seasonal flu every year, we'll probably be doing the same thing for COVID, because the virus is going to be hanging around, and we're going to want to make sure that we're all immune from this thing. So, you know, we're used to getting flu shots. You know, hopefully at the same time we get a flu shot, if indeed it turns out we need a booster, we'll get the booster at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's pretty good news today. I think our eyes are on those numbers of the uptick in the positivity rate. The variant is the other thing that we've talked about a lot, and you have kind of kept calmed our concerns. I just wonder, in terms, is there anything there to talk about in terms of the vaccines or its presence in America, some of these variants that they've got their eyes on?
Yeah, so, you know, again, there's good news. Today, Pfizer came out and said that its data shows that the vaccine is active against that South African variant that we've been talking about. There was a lot of concern about the South African variant, but Pfizer vaccine works against it. I think we can assume that the other two will as well. So that's something to feel real good about. The variant that is now the dominant one in the United States, and here too in Illinois most likely, is the one that arose in Britain, the B.1.1.7. And we know from real life experience in the UK and in Israel that the vaccines work against that one too. So far so good with the variants. So we can feel good about that now. And let's hope that that continues, obviously.
Yeah, let's hope, Dr. Cope. And before I let you go, I do want to ask you this question. It's from a listener, 773. I had the Pfizer first shot and had a terrible reaction. My doctor said not to get the second shot. My question is, I was told by someone that because I had a terrible reaction, it means that I already had COVID-19 and may have been asymptomatic. Is that a possibility?
It's possible. So if somebody had an asymptomatic COVID infection, getting the first injection of the vaccine could set off a more intense immunological response that would let somebody have a pretty significant reaction. I would say to this listener, if your doctor recommends you don't get the second shot, don't get the second shot. Your doctor would be able to give you the best advice on that issue.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Copen. Be on the lookout over there in Lake Forest, for the Northwestern Medical Area there, about for the pranks that might take place. I don't know. I'm just giving you a warning. I got my pranks from my...
The Cubs got hit with a prank. I know. Opening day in 35 degrees.
Oh, I know. You might have thought that was a prank when you woke up and just sort of like kind of checked your eyes a little bit, but it's real. It's real. Go Cubs. Go White Sox.
Go Cubs. And the sky's blue. The sun is shining. I'm thinking of Jack Brickhouse today. Aww. We should have a good season. Let's hope for it.
Let's hope for it. Thanks, Dr. Copen. You have a good day, okay? Appreciate
you
it.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Always good to talk to Dr. Copen.